Brother Jonah, good morning. Caesar, brother. Is Brother Caesar there? Caesar, brother, are you there? Okay, he's not there. Francis, brother. Good morning, Francis, brother. Daniel, brother, is there? Okay, good morning, Daniel, brother. Janet, sister, good morning. Helen, sister, she's not there. Okay. Enid, sister. Oh, okay. Isao, brother. Isao. Okay, not there. Okay, anyway. Good morning to you all, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. So we thank our Heavenly Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for giving one more opportunity to study his wonderful words of life. So today we have selected a text from a book of Songs of Solomon, 215. Can Brother Jonah read the chosen text once more, brother?
Cats as the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes.
Very good, brother. So here, Solomon gives us a warning to take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vine. Why? Because our vines have tender grapes. So today we're going to see what are these foxes, and we need to be careful about what. Because it says our vine is full of tender grapes. Dear brethren, here Solomon is speaking about a vineyard. So vineyard means, we know, it's full of grapes, you see. And grapes means actually how the grapes grow is that initially it will be very tender, and slowly the flowers will come. And then only you see the fruits will come later. But once the fruits start coming, it is a very dangerous thing to maintain the vineyard, because the foxes are usually get attracted to all these vineyards, because they are quite, you see, attached to these grapes. So we would have heard the childhood story in the schools and all. They would have taught about the greedy, you see, fox. You see, the fox once went to a vineyard. It saw a tender grapes, and it wanted to, you see, eat it. So the fox, what did he do? He tried to jump again and again, again and again, to get the grapes. But unfortunately, the grapes were so high that even after jumping, you see, it could not get the grapes. So what did the fox do? If you see, he tried his all his best, you see, even to climb by using the support of the, you see, vine branches. So ultimately what happened was that, you see, the fox did not get the grape, and it satisfied itself, saying, "Oh, the grapes are quite sour, hence it is of no use. So let me get rid of it," and it went off. So here, dear brethren, even in the world, there are stories about the, you see, the vineyard being attacked by these foxes. So here, Solomon is warning, you see, his beloved, you see, to be careful about this fox. Now, imagine Solomon's beloved means what? You see, Solomon was a king, and Solomon's beloved is a queen. You see, do you think a queen would be in a vineyard, and she would really take care of the vineyard? Definitely not, because Solomon was so rich. We know that he was a very wealthy king. You see, then why did Solomon warn his beloved? Imagine the richest person in your country. You see, will he tell his wife to be very careful about some little things, some small, small animals? You see, just walk around the road? No, not sure. I'm sure that some of the richest person won't do and won't warn and tell his wife. Rather, you see, telling and warning his wife, he would keep some watchman. So, dear brethren, you see, what is the meaning of all these things? Dear brethren, actually, here Solomon is warning his beloved about small, small weaknesses. To be very careful about little weaknesses. Generally, dear brethren, you see, we are more aware and more alert about big weaknesses. But small, small things, we don't even take care of it. You see, we try to neglect it. You see, we don't even give importance to it. We think, oh, this is nothing. Nothing will happen if small, small things are neglected. If small, small things, small mistakes are done. But those things are very, very important. What did Jesus say? What did Jesus say? Jesus said, he that is faithful in little things shall be faithful in greater things also. Isn't it? Let us read that verse in Luke 16:10. Luke 16:10. Can somebody read, brother? Daniel, brother?
Yes, brother.
Can you read, brother Daniel, brother?
Yes, brother. Sorry, brothers.
Luke 16, chapter, verse 10.
Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repented. Oh, 16. Sorry, brother. Luke 16:10. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much.
Yes. You see?
Thank you.
Very good, brother. What did Jesus say? He that is faithful in little things shall also be faithful in greater things. Generally, we think to be faithful in very, very great things. In small, small things, we leave it off. But what did Jesus say? The person who neglects and is unfaithful in little, little things, small, small, minute things, it is a surety, it is a clear sign that such persons will definitely be unfaithful even in greater things also. Therefore, dear brethren, it is very, very important we take care of small, small weaknesses. Okay? Now, here, Solomon warns about foxes. Now, why foxes? That was little foxes. You see, at least the foxes which are, you see, big enough, they are at least to be, you see, they are at least somewhat cautious about entering the vineyard. You see, because they have the fear about the, you see, watchman coming in, you see, and coming behind the foxes and hunting them. But these little foxes have little experience about, you see, these things. And they don't have any fear about somebody coming and attacking them, because they are very small, and this is their initial experience. So while trying to eat those fruits, these little foxes actually tend to completely spoil the vine itself. You see, in trying to eat the grapes, what will these little foxes do? You see, they try to spoil the entire vine. So it is very careful to be about little, little things. Dear brethren, now, how does grapes grow in the vineyard? If you see, it is trimmed nicely. You see, then the first flowers come, then the fruits, you see, the fruits immediately, they don't get ripe. You see, it takes time to get ripe. You see, so this is how, you see, our characters grow, dear brethren. What did Jesus say? You see, here we know that Solomon, you see, was the wisest of all the kings. And what did Jesus say? A greater than Solomon is here. So Solomon is actually a type of our Lord Jesus Christ. So here, if Solomon is warning his beloved, it is Christ warning his beloved. Now, who is the beloved of Jesus Christ? There, Solomon and, you see, his beloved. That means his wife. Now, who is the wife of Jesus Christ? Tell me, who is the wife of Jesus Christ?
The bride.
Ah, very good, bride. Now, who is the bride of Jesus Christ? Where is the bride of Jesus Christ?
144,000.
Yes, very good, sir. 1,40,000. We, the church, are the bride of Jesus Christ. Very good. 1,44,000. It is Jesus warning us to be careful about little weaknesses. Okay. Now, you see, during the reign of Solomon, there was a peace for 40 years. So even Jesus Christ is called the Prince of Peace. Solomon was the richest of all the kings. So similarly, Jesus is the King of Kings. You see, and you see, dear brethren, what is the meaning of the, you see, vine? Huh? Let us read John 15, 5. John 15, 5. Francis, brother? John 15, 5. Francis, brother, is there? Please read, brother. John 15, 5, brother.
John 15:5. I am the vine. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit.
Very good, brother. Very good. So here, you see, dear brethren, here actually Jesus said, "I am the vine, and you are the branches." So we are the branches in this vine. And what did Jesus say? The branch that brings forth good fruits, my Father will trim it. That means the fruits of the Holy Spirit are expected to grow on this vine. So we know very well what is the fruits of Holy Spirit. Galatians 5th chapter 22. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, temperance, faith. You see, so these are the fruits of the Holy Spirit which we need to grow. You see, but does it grow once for all immediately? No, dear Budran. It doesn't grow immediately. It takes time. You see, it takes time to develop these fruits of the Holy Spirit. Now, does it grow? It grows in the same way, you see, as you see, a vine is grown. First, the flowers come, it buds, you see, then, you see, the fruits begin to grow. It doesn't grow immediately, it doesn't ripe immediately, it takes time. So, similarly, dear brethren, the character likeness of Christ, which we develop within ourselves, it takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. You see, it takes time. But it is during this time, you see, when the, you see, the fruits are very tender, that these foxes will come. Now, today, we are going to see what are these foxes. What are these small, small weaknesses which we should not neglect. And we will see how to overcome these weaknesses also. Okay. Now, first thing, what are these foxes? You see, the small, small things which we neglect. Okay. The first thing is that backbiting. You see, backbiting is what? Telling something about somebody else. Gossiping. You see, like a radio, go and tell this news to that. Oh, you know, such and such thing happened. Such and such brother did this thing. And such sister did this thing. You see, dear brethren, what does the Bible say? Should we speak evil about others? Or should we gossip about others? Let us read Titus 3:2. Titus 3:2. Janet sister, can you read Titus 3:2, sister?
Yes, brother.
Titus sister, 3:2.
Yes, Titus 3:2. To speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility.
You see, to speak evil about no one. You see, generally, you see, we find more pleasure while speaking about others, no? Instead of speaking about the scriptures, instead of speaking about so many good things in the Bible, instead of speaking about the precious promises, we try, you see, to speak evil. Initially, it will start with small, minute gossip, and slowly it will get elaborated, dear brethren. See, this will grow big. It is initially, it is a very small weakness, sir. We don't give importance to it. But what does the Bible say? Speak evil of no man. You see, dear brethren, generally we are much aware and alert about, you see, big, you see, things which we commit big sins. Try to avoid TV, try to avoid magazines, try to avoid seeing movies, not telling lies, try to avoid worldliness. All these things we will avoid. But small, minute things which are much more important, we don't give importance. Okay. Now, second, you see, weaknesses which we should not neglect is grumbling, murmuring. You see, now what did Apostle Paul say? How should we do things to the Lord? Let us read Philippians 2:14. Helen, sister, can you read Philippians 2:14?
Ellen is not here.
Oh, Ellen sister. Any sister? Yes, our brother?
Any is not here as well. They went to the village.
Okay. Yes, our brother is not there.
No.
Okay, no problem. Okay, Francis brother, can you read? Philippians 2:14.
Philippians 2:14. Do all things without complaining and disputing.
Very good. Do all things without complaining. You see, it is very easy to complain, no? I see. Huh? Yes, that is our weakness. That is there in the flesh, dear brethren. Small foxes. See, people of Israel, they were brought from Egypt to the promised land. God had given them all the blessings, whatever they wanted. You see, on the way, you see, God gave them good food. Door delivery was given. Imagine, in the wilderness, no, nothing, no food is there, nothing to grow there. But God gave them the manna early in the morning. You see, ready food is to be delivered at their door service, door-to-door delivery. Today we have no. You see, that was there many years before itself. And whenever they wanted meat, God even gave them the meat also. And whenever they were thirsty, you see, God, you see, gave them what? You see, water to drink. Dear brethren, imagine to drink water from the rock in that hot place. It would really be cold water. So, in spite of all these things, what did the people of Israel do? Dear brethren, the people of Israel grumbled against God. They murmured against God. You see, they committed sin against God. You see, read 1 Corinthians 10 chapter. 1 Corinthians 10 chapter. Verse 5.
Yes, this Corinthians chapter 5. But with most of them, God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness.
Very good. But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. You see, God was not pleased with them. So, what is the lesson for us? You see, verse 10, sister. Huh?
No
Same
complaint,
chapter.
no complaint, as some of them also complained and were destroyed by the destroyer.
Ah, you see, let us not complain. You see, any grievances is there, we can share definitely. But this is murmuring. Let us not murmur as they murmured and were destroyed by the destroyer. Dear brethren, so these small things, it will destroy us. It will destroy our character. Okay. Now, third thing is what? You see, tongue. You know, tongue is very easy to control any part of the body, but very difficult to control our tongue. Immediately, without our, you see, our knowledge, the tongue will start to speak. You see, sometimes it will speak things which are, you see, very displeasing to Lord. You see, there James says, no, book of James. You see, please read James. Book of James, third chapter. Book of James, third chapter, verse 5.
James 3:5. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things.
Read, still completely.
Frustrating. See how great a forest a little fire can do.
Okay, even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter and little fire kindled ta. See, a small fire, small, just nothing great about it. You see, everything can be controlled, but controlling the tongue is very, very tough, and that is a very important thing. You see, a small mistake can cause a huge fire. Therefore, speaking thinkingly, you see, we should think 1,000 times before you speak, because it can kindle a great fire and spoil the entire life. Then it can spoil relationships. You see, it can even mold relationships also. So it is very careful to, you see, speak properly. Let us read Proverbs 27:6. Proverbs 27:6. Jonah brother, can you read Proverbs 27:6? Jonah brother, are you there?
Yes, brother.
Proverbs 27:6, brother.
Proverbs 27:6.
Mm.
Faith are the wonders of a friend, but kisses of an enemy are deceitful.
You see, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of the enemy are deceitful. You see, he is speaking good words only for a pretense sake. You see, let it be a kiss of the enemy. It is very deceitful. So, you see, dear brethren, controlling our tongue is very, very important. You see, Judas pretended to be one of the 12 apostles, isn't it? Of course, he was chosen as one of the 12 apostles, but he pretended to be very faithful. But how was his kiss? It was a kiss of betrayal. So, why did he go to such an extent? It was a small weakness that he allowed in his life, dear brother. A small weakness, a lust for money. You see, the desire for money. What did Timothy, what did Apostle Paul say to Timothy? The love of money is the root of all evil. Dear brethren, so we need to be careful of small weaknesses. Okay. The next thing is about forgiveness. Isn't it? So, is it easy to forgive or not? Can we forgive everybody? You see? We tell that we forgive everybody. But we don't forget that we have forgiven them. That is the main problem. So, to forgiving is easy, but to forget is very difficult. Dear brethren, you see, what did Jesus say? Jesus taught us to pray, no? Father, which art in heaven. What did Jesus say in the last? Forgive our sins, even as we forgive others. You see, it is not only forgiving others, you should be forgetting others also. This is developing into Christ likeness, dear brethren. And other weaknesses is what? Not attending the prayer regularly, isn't it? What did Solomon say? Mind thy foot when you go to the temple of the Lord. You see, so we should never come late to the prayer. You see, imagine if God is 2 minutes late in answering our prayer, how would it be? In case of emergency, Lord, please help me right now at this moment. You see, if Lord answers our prayers just 2 minutes or 5 minutes late, you see, will it work out, dear brethren? No, dear brethren. So, we should be very cautious. Let us read Psalms 89:7. Psalms 89:7. Sister, can you read Psalms 89:7, sister.
Psalms 89:7. God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints.
Continue, sister. Always read the complete verse, sister.
And to be held in reverence by all those around him.
Yes, God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints. You see, when God's consecrated brethren are gathered, it is a reverential place. So we need to maintain the discipline and decorum. Imagine we all go to school. We all have gone to school. Now, how do we go to school? Do we go in an indisciplined manner? Just casually like that? Do we sit however we want in the, you see, school? Definitely not. You see, how discipline will be there? We will clearly wear all our uniform. You see, sit properly, sit very alertly. You see, because teacher will scold, teacher will see us. You see, but here, dear brethren, who is seeing us? The creator of this universe is seeing us. So we need to maintain the decorum, the discipline. You see, God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, dear brethren. You see, we should very be alert while listening to God's words. You see, next thing is that our dressing sense, isn't it? So how do we dress? You see, we should dress, you see, in such a way that it is pleasing to the Lord. You see, the Lord accepts our way. Apostle Paul said, avoid, abstain from all things that are evil. You see, whatever seems to be evil in the sight of others and whatever disrespects our Lord, we need to cut off all these things, dear brethren. So, still other weaknesses of making fun of others, you see, making jokes of others, you see, even those things has to be, you see, changed, dear brethren. And Bible, isn't it? See, do we all use our Bible? Now the technology has changed. Not many people try to use their Bible, physical Bible. Everybody got the mobile, you see, and they will keep on scrolling. You see, dear brethren, that is one of the trap of the devil. You see, what will happen? Initially, we'll try to use the Bible from the mobile application. But as we go on, the tendency is that we'll switch from the mobile Bible to other applications. And slowly, our concentration will divert. Dear brethren, always we need to have a physical Bible, a personal Bible. When all the verses are told, it is our responsibility to check from the scriptures whether it is there in the Bible or not, dear brethren. So, physically using the Bible is very important. Imagine, will we go to the market without purse in our pocket? No. Similarly, you see, when God's gathering is there, compulsorily, each and every brothers and sisters, children, everybody should have a Bible and sit in a disciplined manner and open the Bible and read. Dear brethren, these are the small, small weaknesses, you see. Now, these are some of the list of the weaknesses which we have observed. But there are a lot of other weaknesses which we know personally, which nobody knows, which nobody can see. Dear brethren, we need to think which is our weakness and correct ourselves. Now, okay. Now, why does this weakness come out from us? Okay. See, initially, when we come to the truth, you see, all these weaknesses comes out. But before coming to the truth, we will be really good people. We will be really holy people. You see, a very disciplined people. But once we come to the truth, suddenly, you know, all these things will pop out from us. You see, why? Dear brethren, sometimes when these things, you see, comes out in us, we feel as if we are in a wrong path and as if we are going to the second death. Dear brethren, you see, why these things happen? Dear brethren, these things happen because when we were in the world, when we were in Babylon, you see, we never knew about God. We never knew about His plan. We never knew about His wonderful love. But after coming to the truth, we have clearly understood God's love, that there is no hell, that the soul dies, and there is a thousand years in which all the dead people will come back to life. God's beautiful plan is there, you see, where He is going to give one more opportunity, the first opportunity for all the mankind to live, you see. So as we listen to this truth, what our natural tendency is that, anyway, let me live as our way we want. Anyway, 1,000 years is there. We can come back in the 1,000 years. And immediately, there is no control over our body. There is no control for our sin. All the sinful activities we try to do. Dear brethren, but this is the first stage. See, in the Bible, our purification is compared to the purification of gold. Apostle Peter said, no, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which are to test you. You see, our faith is tried like a gold is tried in fire. Dear brethren, well, how does the gold purification happen? When the gold is put in the crucible and heated to around 2500 degrees centigrade, the first thing that comes out is, that is the dross, the waste. Gold never comes out immediately. So immediately, the first thing that comes out is all the bad things. So similarly, when God first purifies us, the first thing that comes out from us is all the bad things which were hidden inside us. God tries to bring it out, you see, and cast out from us. Hence, this is the first stage. You see, our behavior will be totally different. Okay. Now, what is the second stage? You see, there are four stages, okay, in this weaknesses and overcoming these weaknesses. The first thing is that all the bad things will come out from us, okay? And the second stage is that as the Christian knows more and more about God and loves more and more about God, you see, he comes to know His abundant grace and mercy upon him. What all sins he committed in the first stage, God has been forgiving him again and again, again and again. God has been giving him opportunity upon opportunity, opportunity upon opportunity, for which is not even worthy. So what would he feel in the second stage? Second stage, he would feel, Lord, what can I render unto you? What can I do unto you for all your faithfulness towards me? Hence, he will offer his body as a living sacrifice to God. That is the mode of consecration. Consecrate, dedicating his life to God. You see, dear brethren, let us read Psalms 116, 12 to 14. Psalms 116, 12 to 14. Brother or sister, can you read Psalms 116, 12 to 14?
1 to 14?
12, 1, 12 to 14.
Psalms 116, verse 12 to 14. What Correct. Shall I render to the Lord for all His benefits towards me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord, now in the presence of all His people.
Very good, sir. You see, it says, I will, you see, fulfill my vows before the entire congregation. What is that vow? That vow is the vow of consecration. Lord, I come before thee, offer my body as living sacrifice. What else can I do? You see, whatever I give to the Lord, it is less than. That is the time that God gives us the Holy Spirit. Now, we have learned very clearly in the basic class, this Holy Spirit will be in us and it will be growing like a small child which is growing in mother's womb. You see, this Holy Mind will be in the old creature, but it will be growing as a child is growing in the mother's womb. Now, how does a child grow in the mother's womb? Does it immediately get attached to the mother's womb and she doesn't have any problem? She lives happily? No. Initially, when she gets conceived, you see, there is a time required to adjust, you see, for that attachment. It will take time. So, there will be a lot of vomiting, nausea, uncomfortable. You see, they will not be able to eat food. Very, you see, very uncomfortable situation. It will really take almost 5 to 6 months time to get adjusted. Then only, you see, after getting attachment, they can eat good food. So, similarly, dear brethren, you see, once we consecrate, what happens? The Holy Mind, there's a conflict between the Holy Mind and the old creature. You see, dear brethren, there's a lot of fight going on between the old creature and the new creature. So, the old creature will tell, come, let us go and enjoy in this world. But what will the new creature say? No, this is the sin against God. We should not do. So, at that moment, there will be warfare inside the body. Read Galatians 5th chapter, sister. Galatians 5th chapter. Galatians 5, 17.
Galatians 5, 17.
Hmm.
For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and those are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish.
See, the flesh lusteth against the spirit. Both are against enemies. They can't live together. You see, the flesh tries to do one thing, the spirit, the spiritual mind tries to do other thing. So what will happen? The thing which God doesn't like, only those things this body will do. You see, so there will be conflict. This is the second stage. What we want to do, we are not able to do. But what we should not be doing it, we'll be doing the same thing. Read Apostle Paul's experience in Romans 7 chapter. Sister, Romans 7 chapter, verse 15 to verse 18.
Romans 7, verse 15 to 18.
Mm.
Verse 15. For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do. Verse 16. If then I do what I will do to do, I agree with the law that it is good. Verse 17. But now it is no longer I will do it, but sin that dwells in me. Continue, brother.
Yes, sister. We'll go one by one. It says, for what I would do, you see, it's not allowed. See, what I would not do, only those things are allowed. See, it says clearly, see, for that which I do, I allow not. That means what? He's not willingly trying to do these things. But it is the sin that dwelleth in him. 17th verse says, now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in him. You see, dear brethren, the sinful, you see, appetite, the sinful hereditary character which is in us, you see, that does the things which are displeasing to the Lord. So, dear brethren, This is the second stage. So, you know, what happens in the second stage? Same as the Apostle Paul says. Read verse 24, sister. Verse 24.
Verse 24. Oh, watchish man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of death?
See, it is our feelings. Apostle Paul is saying, oh, wretched man I am, who shall deliver me? Dear brethren, this is the second stage. Everybody, you see, every consecrated person will pass in the second stage. So, now how should we feel? We should never be discouraged. We should never be ashamed. Some people think that committing sin and approaching God is very a shameful thing. You see, God will seek opportunity and try to blame us and find fault in us. No, dear brethren, God would never try to find any fault in us. You see, we should approach the throne of grace immediately as we commit sin and ask forgiveness from God. Even sometimes while praying, you see, the words doesn't come from our mouth. What to ask from the Lord? Shall we ask forgiveness from the Lord? Or shall we ask punishment from the Lord? You see, but that time, you see, our silence itself is a prayer to God. And God listens to our prayers. So this is the second stage, dear brethren. So we all pass all these things. So no need to worry. You see, we are on the right track of development. Okay, now let us come to the third stage. You see, the third stage, you see, here we get more understanding about God's words. Daily listening to God's words, we come to more maturity. You see, more graces of the Holy Spirit are developed in us. So, then as we study, we realize that the crown is not for everybody. Sister said that who is the beloved of Christ? Who is the bride of Christ? If you see, it is 144,000. Who are the 144,000? Is it the whole world? Or is it the entire Christendom? Or is it entire consecrated people, if you see? No, it is the conquerors. Read Romans 8:37. Francis Burr, can you read Romans 8:37?
Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Thank you.
Okay. So here it says, in all these things we are more than conquerors. You see, more than conquerors means what? Not just simply fighters. More than conquerors. Voluntarily seeing all our weakness. You see, pulling it out and fighting. This is the meaning of more than conquerors. Now, who will get the crown? Will the crown be given to everybody? Read Revelation 3:21. Jonah, brother, can you read Revelation 3:21, brother?
Revelation 3:21. Whom overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcome and sat down with my fathers on his throne.
Very good, brother. You see, he that overcomes, even as I overcame, and I sat on my father's throne. He that overcomes like Christ, only they will get the opportunity to sit with Christ and rule for 1,000 years to be done. So as they realize this one, you see, they come to know the importance that we need to fight. Fight whom? Fight our own weaknesses, dear brethren. You see, and pull it out and fight. How did David fight with Goliath? You see, did he wait till Goliath comes and calls, "Oh, David, please come out, let us fight"? No. David saw that Goliath was insulting God. He voluntarily went and fought with him. Who is this man? Who is this dog? Who is defaming the God of Israel? I will fight with him. Similarly, this should be our tendency. You see, we should voluntarily come and fight. That means we know our weaknesses. We need to strongly fight against it, subdue it and conquer it. Because one who overcomes like Christ, only to them the crown will be given. Dear brethren, see, we have seen different stages now. The first stage, we'll be keeping on committing sin. Second stage, we'll be doing those things which God doesn't like. You see, what God likes, we will not be able to do at all. Apostle Paul had the same experience. But see, the third stage, what Apostle Paul says. First he said, "I can't do. I'm trying to do, I'm not able to do." But in third stage, Apostle Paul says, you see, "I am fighting." This is the third stage. Read 1 Corinthians 9, 26 and 27. Janet, sister, can you read please 1 Corinthians 9, 26 and 27, sister?
Yes, 1 Corinthians 9, 26 and 27.
Yes.
Therefore, I run this not with uncertainty, thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest that I have preached to others I may should become this.
You see, quality. Very good, sir. I keep my body under subjection. I fight not as the one beat the air. You see, that means he fights and beats exactly to the target. You see, similarly, you see, at this stage, we need to pull out our weaknesses and fight. Fight in such a way that fight to win the crown. You see, this stage, you see, a person realizes it is only by becoming like Christ we can win the crown. So he requests God to permit trials in his life. So as each and every trial comes, he tries to fight it. Overcome it, even as like Christ overcome. Because crown is for them who overcome like Christ. Okay, this is the third stage. Apostle Paul also had the third stage. Now, what is the first stage? You see, the first stage is they would have developed the Christ-likeness. They would have developed all the, you see, good characters of God, the graces of God. You see, in this stage, they will be tested. How they will be tested? You see, their character will be put to fire and tested. See, 1 Corinthians 3rd chapter, 11 to 14, sister. 1 Corinthians 3rd chapter, 11 to 14.
1 Corinthians 4, chapter 11 to 14. But one and the same Spirit works all things, distributing to each one individually as he will.
Sister, 1 Corinthians 3rd chapter.
1 Corinthians 3rd, okay, sorry. 3rd chapter, verse 12.
Chapter 3, verse 11.
For no other foundation can no one laid that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus.
Continue. Very good. Continue.
Now, if anyone fills on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, Each one's works will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will each one's work, what sort it is.
Very good. You see, whoever builds upon the Christ foundation, they build it with, you see, stay, hovel, and you see, wood. Wood, hay, and stubble, or else, you see, gold, silver, and precious stones. So, whatever we build, it is being tested by fire. That means, what is this building? Building of Christ character. You see, the materials used here are what? Wood, hay, and stubble means. What type of material we are using to build a Christ likeness in us? If you are using the materials which are like wood, hay, and stubble, once it is put into the fire for a test, it will immediately burn away. That character won't stand at all. That itself is a clear sign that what we have built is not character at all. But if we are put in fire, you see, if that shines like gold, silver, and precious stones, that is a beautiful sign that you have overcome, that you have fought a good fight. So, what will happen? Continues to now.
Verse 14.
Yeah, brother.
Anyone work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward.
He will receive a reward. You see, if he endures, he will receive a reward. What is the reward? That reward is the divine nature, dear brethren. So each and everybody's character, whatever they have developed, in the last stage, God will put for testing. Jesus was in this last stage. Jesus never came through first, second, third one. He was finally in the last stage. God only tested him for 3.5 years. In that test, Jesus came out past first rank. You see, now the question is that, are we overcoming? Are we fighting? Are we developing? Are we withstanding the test which God is giving us? You see, now, if we had passed in the test, you know, what will happen? You see, in the school, exams, after the exams are over, what will happen? You see, the school teacher will come and declare the marks. They give the marks card. Who is the first rank? Who is second rank? Third rank? Similarly, before being promoted, God will give our marks here itself. How? Read 2 Timothy 4, chapter 7 and 8. First rank was Jesus. Now, who is the second rank? 2 Timothy 4, chapter 7 and 8.
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
Very good, sir. I have fought the good fight. See, Apostle Paul is saying, I have written a good exam. I have fought a good fight of faith. Then continue, sir. What is the result?
Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which is the reward of this judge will give to me on the day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved this appearing.
Very good, sir. So, crown is reserved for him. God will give him a crown. You see, the result is rank. So, second rank goes to Apostle Paul. So, result is given here itself. He had that conviction that I have overcome. Definitely, crown will be reserved for me. Now, who is the third rank? 1 Peter 5:1. 1 Peter 5:1, sister.
First Peter 5:1. The elders who are among you, I exhort. I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker the glory that will be revealed.
Very good, sir. See, I will be partaking the glory when Christ appears. So, Apostle Peter had that assurance that he had overcome. So, he's also got the rank. Okay? What about us? Will God declare our rank here itself, whether we pass or fail? Yes. Read Matthew 25:21.
Yes, Matthew 25:21.
Mm.
His Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter
Very
into
good.
The joy of the Lord."
Very good, sir. See? Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful in how many things? Little things. Underline. Little weaknesses. You are faithful? Yes. That is a clear sign that we will be faithful to God, given more and a greater opportunity. Faithfulness is very, very important, Abraham. So our result will be announced before our death. You see, God will reveal to us. A conviction will be given whether we are of the lack and 44,000 or not, Abraham. So, hence these weaknesses are permitted by God as a test to prove our faithfulness to Him. Now, the question is that, are we allowing these foxes to spoil our vine or not? David, and hence, let us be very cautious in the coming days to take care of small things, you see, which are displeasing to the Lord. This might cost our consecration also. So, when the Lord has His blessings to the understanding of His words, so I greet you all and come here, the love and regards of all that.